You turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We'll be reading starting in verse 18. Ever since the invention and the implementation of the computer, it's often said that now mankind is living in the information age, and that he has access to knowledge and data and facts that he didn't have before. Well, possibly, but if at best perhaps those facts or data or information is communicated more quickly between one person or another, but the world that God created is still the same world that God created. However, man often gets caught up in what he believes is his understanding or his knowledge of the world, and then he uses that as his foundation upon which he bases his decisions. It's kind of like, you know, there's some people here who, you know, like Missouri baseball teams for some strange reason. But, you know, you hear people from Missouri say, well, you know, we're the show me state. You know, we want to see it. Seeing's believing. Things like that. So we hear that from man, and then we see how much emphasis is placed on the knowledge realm and science and all the technology, and this is how we know something is or is not. But is that really the case? Starting off in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." Now, the Bible at times is incredibly direct, and at times the Bible seeks to cause you to think. When you see the verse 25, the foolishness of God, you're like, well, God is not foolish. But the point is that however little, if that were even possible, God would know, it is infinitely higher and far more surpassing than the maximum that man could know. And again, the same thing holds for weakness. God is not weak. But if you were to somehow try and say, well, here's where God is at his lowest, the gap between that and wherever man is would be infinite. There's no way for man to comprehend God. You can almost say like, okay, I can hold water in my two hands. Okay, can you hold the ocean in your hands? No, you cannot. You may have wisdom as is referenced here, but can you possibly have the wisdom that God has? Well, that's impossible. And just in case you doubt it, turn over to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9, where it says, and this is referencing God obviously, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And, you know, it continues. But the point should manifest itself that God is at a level beyond human comprehension. He allowed us through his intervention, through Christ coming, through the word being preached, that we would even know who he is and what he expects and desires of us. And so our focus should not so much be on amassing all this earthly knowledge. There's nothing wrong with getting an education. There's nothing wrong with being a professional. There's nothing negative about that unless it causes you to dispute or doubt the existence and the power of God and of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. If it does that, then like Albert says, you've missed it all. Don't let that happen. Don't let worldly wisdom, worldly knowledge seduce you into thinking that you know more than God. We never can, we never have, and we never will. And we don't have to. All we have to do is obey Him and trust Him and believe in Him and follow Him and read His Word and study it and apply it in our lives. We go about our lives in this world, and as we see the world talking all this nonsense about what science tells it and what is or what isn't when it comes to moral, godly issues, trust in God. Trust in His Word. Trust in His wisdom. Turn your heart over to Him. Live the sort of life that He expects. If you need to be baptized, we saw how that's done. If you need the prayers of the church because you've fallen short, we can always do that. But whatever your needs might be, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.